You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Many times during this segment, we talk about the difference between men and women. Apparently, one of the big differences is that we men stop caring about a lot of things that women still care about. Marianne, do you want to explain that?
Yeah, I think, just look around, Bob. I think it starts happening after around age 50, something like that. A lot of it is about style and about caring about things that you cared about when you were younger, or actually not caring about these things.
I can't wait to hear this. Give us some examples.
All right. I have a few examples of things that a lot of men just stop wasting energy on, things that once mattered, but now they don't matter at all. But still, we women never give up on it. And we do try to fight it. For example, you know, when you get dressed, how clothing fits you. And by you, I mean in general, Bob, but I also mean you.
I know you do.
And things like whether shoes that match the belt, you know, like I'm talking about when you're dressing up. For some men, you know, comfort wins. The belt is holding up the pants and the shoes are on the feet, and that's mission accomplished. So
there's really
no other solution except, you know, like I would buy you maybe, you know, shoes that match your belt or something like that for the formal outfit.
Yeah, I can't say I spend a lot of time worrying about whether my belt matches my shoes.
Right, exactly. Okay, how about this? Getting haircuts on schedule. Like, you know, a lot of people just, they schedule their next haircut while they're at the present haircut appointment. But it stops being on the calendar. And it becomes something that happens when enough people mention it. And it's usually a spouse. In our case, it's usually me. I will say, Bob, your hair looks crazy right now. And then 2 weeks later, you might get a haircut.
Well, you know, your hair grows slower as you get older, so you can wait
longer. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It is true. Although I know you should never look like you just got a haircut, and you should never look like you need a haircut.
Yeah, just make the appointment when you're there. It's so easy to do that. Another thing that men stop caring about is looking busy. You know, like, you know, the people who stay late just so everybody sees them staying late. Well, older men stop doing that. If the work is done, they're gone. And that's really, I think, a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I started doing that, you know, when I was 23.
All right. Well, you started early.
Yeah.
Impressing people that they don't like. This is a big one. Somewhere along the way, people realize, well, why am I working this hard for someone whose opinion I don't even value? And I think this happens to women, too. It certainly happened to me. Like, I don't really care anymore. But I don't think you do either.
Not as much. Not as much.
Right. Okay. What about this, Bob? Trends. Okay. Like skinny jeans or buying crypto, whatever everyone's suddenly obsessed with this week, many older men simply opt out. And it's really funny in our case because you are constantly asking me and the kids, okay, are skinny jeans in or out? Are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know.
Because you do care a little bit still.
Well, I don't want to be made fun of by the kids. That's my motivation.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they won't hesitate to do that.
All right. Also, a lot of people just stop having an opinion about everything, which in my book, it's a good thing. It's healthy to do that. Somebody asks about a complicated political issue, for example, and the response is, or should be, I don't know enough about it. I don't know if there are enough people who think that way. Though.
No. I usually say, I could be wrong, but I'm not. That's my line.
Okay, well, you don't fall into that category. How about this one? Dancing. The pressure to get on the dance floor disappears. Did you ever feel that pressure, Bob?
Well, maybe in high school.
Okay, how about pretending you don't want dessert? For years, it's been no thanks. And then, you know, you start stealing bites off of everybody else's plate. And that is classic you, Bob. And eventually you skip the charade and you just order the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to have fun in life.
Exactly. And then the last one is looking cool. And this might be the biggest one. The Crocs appear, comfortable pants appear, reading glasses on chains appear. And, you know, nobody cares.
But so this is, you're talking about older men. So
yes,
I'm an older man. Really? I don't think of myself that way.
Well, you don't have the chain on the glasses yet because you don't care about losing them because we have glasses everywhere in the house.
Right. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, getting older isn't just about caring less. It's about caring more selectively, and less energy is spent on appearances and more is spent on people and experiences and good food and comfort and peace. So maybe it's just wisdom.
Yeah, you're supposed to get smarter as you get older. That's why I'm still good at softball. To make up for my dwindling athletic ability, I use my smarts to know where the batters will hit the ball ahead of time and how the pitchers how the pitchers work. That's how it's supposed to work. What's on Savvy Planet?
Well, then, you know, that's not related to you wearing skinny jeans or not wearing skinny jeans, but that's fine.
No. Tell us about SavvyPlanet.com.
Okay, well, now that summer's almost upon us, it's time to be thinking about those cool drinks you can make for a party or for just any day. This one, you've got to try this. It's called Hibiscus Citrus Fizz. It's so tasty, and you can make it as a cocktail or a mocktail, and it's really delicious. What I love most is that you make a hibiscus simple syrup that you can just keep reusing. And while you're at it, download my free mocktails recipe book at savvy-planet.com. It's a small book with 12 mocktail recipes that make you feel happy during happy hour, and it's absolutely free. And very soon I will have the hard, you know, the physical book to sell. Mm-hmm. But right now you can just download this for free. It's so good. I love it.
I love your mocktails. Savvy-planet.com to download Marianne's free mocktail recipe book and to see all of her recipes. Thank you, Marianne. Very soon, younger Bob will be home.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
8:49.